All right, keeping treaty on the agenda. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Tony McAvoy, Northern Territory Treaty Commissioner, and Tony McAvoy on the line. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Yeah, very good, Trim. How are you going?
I'm very good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm a Wiradjuri man. My people are from Claremont region of central Queensland. My grandmother country, though, is around Thargomindah, Kalalee people.
Beautiful, deadly footprint. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Keeping treaty on the agenda. We are in 2022, 21st century, no treaty in this country, but we are still, how you say, swinging the bat, so to speak, yes?
Absolutely. I think there's a strong movement that's been established, and we're getting there, I think.
And in regards to the space there, you're with the National Native Title Council, is that right, brother?
No, I'm an independent barrister, but I've been engaged by the Northern Territory government as acting Treaty Commissioner for the Northern Territory, and I've got a report that I'm delivering at the end of this month, at the end of March, which is the final report for the treaty process here, which will set out some recommendations for what the government needs to do next to progress the treaty in the Northern Territory.
So in that time, Tony, look, a lot of conversation with First Nation people across the NT, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. A big consultation process was undertaken over the last couple of years by my predecessor, Professor Mick Dodson. I came into the role at the beginning of this year, in the first week of January, and I've been trying to ensure that the report says everything and reflects the views of the various First Nations people here in the Territory.
And the report gives us traction. It's our voice. It creates a platform as such, a foundation for treaty and bringing it closer for talks and yarns, if not Northern Territory, then across the country, yes?
Yeah, I think that the action that's happening in Victoria with the First People's Assembly there and
yes,
their progress towards treaty, here in the Northern Territory, where I am now in Darwin, the Queensland process, the ACT process, and just recently the Tasmanian government commissioned a report which recommended a treaty and truth-telling process for that state. So even though the Commonwealth government has not stepped up to the plate in
exactly
terms of engaging in treaty and truth processes, the states and territories are moving on it, and it's hoped by everybody, I think, that the Commonwealth does the proper thing and joins in before too long.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's egg on their face, isn't it, the Commonwealth, in regard to Australia being a first world country. It's the only first world country that has a treaty with its First Nation people. Not good.
No, it would be or should be a matter for considerable embarrassment by the federal government. I understand that the federal minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, is himself committed to bringing forward some process in relation to voice, treaty, and truth, but we haven't seen that happen.
Sure,
yet.
And, exactly.
And I think he's it appears he's got a battle on his hands within the present government.
It feels like his hands may be tied as a First Nation man in that role, first time ever, but his hands seem to be tied in a way. Do you feel?
Oh, I think that's very much the case. He came out in the first week after his appointment as the Minister for Indigenous Australians and said, well, we'll be having a referendum in this term of government. And then shortly after he said that, other non-Indigenous members of the federal cabinet came out and said, no, that's not going to happen.
Exactly. And so,
his hands are a bit tight, it would seem.
Exactly. And you're a team of people you work with there, Tony?
Yes, I've come into the Northern Territory Treaty Commission. There's a commission established here with staff undertaking excellent work whilst Mick Dodson was here, and then in the period when they didn't have a commissioner, I've been very greatly assisted by the work of the deputy commissioner, First Nations woman Ursula Raymond, and the Treaty Commission has done a marvellous job.
And did we take a page out of the books of our fellow First Nation across the globe, like New Zealand, for example, or American Indians, in regard to treaties?
I think that we must look at what they've done. We must look at what they've done and try and learn from their lessons. There are some very good models for negotiation of treaty which exist in North America, and there are very important aspects of the political life in Aotearoa where our Maori brothers and sisters have guaranteed seats in the federal parliament, and
yes.
Give them a level of protection that we don't have here in Australia, and they're very important things to observe.
Exactly. Hey, thank you very much for the yarn, Tony, and good luck with it all. Please do keep in touch, and a big shout-out to your team there. Your family stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, Tony.
Always honoured to come on Bumrah Bipara, and I'm happy to come back anytime.
Too deadly. Take care, my brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there, Tony McAvoy, NT Treaty Commissioner, Tony McAvoy, and the title there is Keeping Treaty on the Agenda and Treaty Talks webinar, and all the tools that we need in regard to that space. Like I said, the only First World country on the earth, on the globe, that has not a treaty with its First Nation people. A long way to go, and here we are, 21st century, 2022, 230-odd years. Still waiting. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.